Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 167, there is one life, and that I share with God. This lesson reminds us that we cannot think apart from God. And yet we have been learning that the world that we see is based on a projection of the idea that we could be separated from God. That's why we look upon pictures and images and experiences that seem external to ourselves, because we have accepted the idea of separation. But realize it's almost like a double illusion. We have accepted the idea of separation, but this idea has been accepted into the mind that is asleep. It's almost like you went to sleep last night and you had a very deep and complicated dream, and then you woke up and realized that it was just a dream. But while you were in the dream state, you accepted lots of ideas that are not true and in fact have never occurred. And it's only in the dream state that this is even possible. In paragraph 6, it says, "The mind can think it sleeps, but that is all. It cannot change what is its waking state. It cannot make a body, nor abide within a body." If we look at ourselves and we identify ourselves as a body, it means that we remain asleep. If we see other people as bodies or external to ourselves, it means we are asleep. And if we are asleep, the opportunity is that we have the right to be awake. The way that we wake up is to accept the truth back into our mind. The atonement, we can break that into at-one-ment. If we accept the idea of atonement, atonement is the correction of the idea that you could ever be asleep. You see, if you correct that one idea, or if that one idea is corrected for you, then you would never sleep and you would never fall into dreams that are not true. And even in your dream state, you could have the fully wakened mind, so that wherever you are, even in your dream state, you would enjoy all the benefits of being awake. Today, let us recognize that we have the right to be awake. We want to be awake. We want to have that idea that we could ever be asleep. We want that healed and corrected. And we must remember that everything we see with our eyes is not based in truth. And just do what's in front of you to do, the very best that you know, but all the while focusing on the idea that you want to be awake. You want to know the glorious gifts of God. The Course teaches us that when we join with His will for our happiness, His gifts will leap into our arms. I'm already seeing the beautiful effects of this now. Let His gifts leap into your arms. Choose to be awake today. Whatever it is you see that seems complicated or challenging or even impossible, let's question the illusion. Focus on the truth, not even knowing exactly what that is, but recognizing that there is a world beyond this world, and we have a right to it, and we will know it within our own mind, and we will see it everywhere if we would simply make a home for it. There is one life, and that I share with God.